She wants to be helpful to whoever it is who ends up as president-elect. How we can restore America's reputation and leadership. I read the book this last week, and I can tell you that it is full of keen perceptions and some sound advice based on her full experience in government service. And if you know Madeline, you know that there's a lot of engaging wit and some elegant turns of phrase that go along with it. Please welcome Madeleine Albright.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, Jim, thank you so much for introducing me, because not everybody knows who I am. I recently came back from China through Chicago, the first port of entry, and I got undressed for the security people, and then I put my bottles on the conveyor belt, and the lady ahead of me said, "So where'd you get those screw-top bottles? I can only get the kind that leak." And I said, "Well, I got them at the container store," and we had that discussion. And then as I went through the magnetometers, the guard looked at me and he said, "Oh my God, it's you." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I'm from Bosnia, and we all love you in Bosnia, and you did so much for Bosnia, and Bosnia wouldn't be a country without you, and can I have my picture taken?" So he stops the whole line, we have a picture taken. And then I go back, and the lady of the screw-top bottle says, "So what exactly happened here?" And I said, "Well, you know, I used to be Secretary of State." And she said, "Of Bosnia?" So thank you.
Well, our good luck and their misfortune. That is the other way around. It's not as entertaining, but I have a doorman who's from Kosovo. And for a long time, he was very edgy. Until we ran a piece saying the only solution was independence. And the next thing I know is being carried to the elevator. We're going to talk tonight about, as I say, the scene internationally for the most part. That is what Madeleine has spent a good part of her life working on. And I'm going to start with what I think is the first recommendation she has to whoever the president-elect is going to be, whether it's a he or a she. And that is, before we get to what is a long list of crises and problems that have to be dealt with, it seems to me, Madeleine, you're saying that the number one assignment, first of all, is to get to work on restoring America's reputation abroad. And later in the book, you also express some reservations about what could happen to domestic opinion if we aren't careful. It could turn too inward, it could get too protectionist, it could get too full of anxiety to afford taking some risks, which is part of the game. If we're to restore our reputation, what's it going to take? Is this going to be an easy assignment? Will just the turn of an election do it, or are other things involved?
Well, I think, Jim, this is going to be a very hard presidency, the next one. That's
right.
Really one of the basic messages in the book. And writing a memo to the president is a little bit of a contrivance. I mean, it's kind of fun to say, you know, the idea is that the president's going to read this memo on election night. And so I can say, you should do this and you have to do this. But the truth is, because it's out now, it's basically more a memo to the American people about the issues that are involved in exactly the question that you raised, because ultimately any president's success is on how he or she persuades the people about what the issues are. I think that there will be a short honeymoon. I mean, I know I travel around enough to know that people are very eager for a new face in the White House and for a different approach. But some of the problems that are out there now are very deep-seated and have a number of different angles to them, and so it's going to require a lot of work, and that's the difficulty of the presidency. I say that there really are, and we'll get more into the specifics later, five big trends out there that the next president's going to have to deal with. The first is how to fight terrorism without creating more anti-Americanism. There are terrorists, and they want to kill us, and we have to kill them, but it has to be done in a way